Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Michael Bachman.
I don't like it when I go first because I don't have a goof ready.
Please don't tell me that because I will make it happen every time.
I hate it when I go. Don't ever make me go first. Never. Okay,
I wish we were recording another one tonight just so that I could make it go first.
You'll forget by next week.
Timothy Lanning is here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I love you.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone, I'm here and I'm high off of WD-40 because Tim went and stopped spraying his chair in an attempt to make it less squeaky, and now I'm incredibly high. Thanks.
And Nika Howard.
Hey, it doesn't help to go last because you still can't think of a goof sometimes.
Guys, so. I'm telling you, come up with a catchphrase.
Well, that's what I did, and then I got two, and then it got, I don't know,
my new catchphrase is I'm high off WD-40. Yeah.
Every week, Jennifer.
Okay.
And to keep it authentic, I do have to get high off WD-40 every week.
Can you get high off WD-40?
Oh, I'm going to try.
Hell yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Man, have you guys been doing?
It's been so long.
Missed you.
Oh. Well, unfortunately, we're all still alive a week later.
Guys, we're recording this but minutes after the last episode, which probably has bad audio because my computer ate the last audio.
Yeah, box. Probably.
Who's to say?
We don't know at this point. It's very stressful.
Yes, so we could all be dead.
Okay, but I have a new puppy who got me up at 6 a.m. and I'm very tired.
The dog life, idiot.
Yeah, you thought kids were bad.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
Addie's sleeping in now, which is nice.
Yeah. The old lady.
She's staring at, old she's lady staring at us now.
Yeah. Upwards to 7:55. Ooh, some days.
Nice. Very late.
Wow. Yes.
So what Michael's saying is he wants us to get going. He's ready to D&D.
I want
ready
to go to sleep.
He's got to get up in like 8 hours.
It's going to be good energy. hey, let's all roll D20.
Okay.
Love to.
We also do have to race the fumes in Jennifer Nye's home.
Yeah, we are about to back. Where is a D20?
I got a 10.
I got a 6.
17. What'd you get, Nika?
Well, if I Bachman roll, I got a 15, but I really rolled a 1.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about that truth that you just dropped.
I mean, I feel like if you, I'm just joking, like you joke.
You wrote, yes, I joke. You are correct in that I joke.
See, I got you. I got you, BB. Okay, so last week, the group made a decision. Big
Amazing.
Step forward, guys. We all decided that we were going to sneak into Glen Jewel of the East and try to stop Nariv by going to the White Spire, letting in all of the allies so that they could take care. Did I miss something, Tim?
No, it was a WD-40.
Oh, okay. Tim's like trying to like weigh me down.
No, don't mention Glen Jewel of the East. Don't mention.
I'm like, I don't think I spoiled anything.
No, we're just high as hell, all fumes over here.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool here, baby.
Yes, open the town so that all of the allies could come in and we could take on Nariv and destroy the evil goo boys. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, so right now we are hiding in an alley. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. And Steve, because Toby made a major image of us hiding everyone else, and then Jayla mm-hmm. talked to the town guard, Wilfred, I think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About the salami celebration. They got in, and then Steve failed his stealth roll, and so Wilfred saw him, but because Wilfred had not passed his first level test.
Correct.
He felt very endeared towards Steve, so he helped him. And then Toby mm-hmm. flipped him 20 gold pieces, and we snuck away.
Mm-hmm.
A little fuzzy on the end.
Mm-hmm.
That seems correct.
That seems about right.
Okay.
We totally snuck into Nareem, and we like fixed everything. Yeah, that's
okay.
The basic.
Well, War's over. That,
yeah, but we know that they basically send all of the supplies up into the clouds.
Oh, the space elevator, that's right.
Space elevator, and he basically just said it was at the White Spire, so maybe, I don't know, and maybe it's, who's to say really how that works, but we have a clue!
Yeah, a clue.
A clue.
So we're heading towards the space, well, I guess the White Spire / space elevator, whatever that is.
Hope there's enough space for us all.
Yeah, it's very true.
Okay. Y'all are stand out as a group, I'd say.
No.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair to say.
Me and my extremely shiny gold skill mill armor walking down the street.
Like, Aludra, I told you not to wear that, but
it's really cool.
Status.
I feel like probably everyone else in this town doesn't have shit, and we have all this fancy gear. Like that.
It's the jewel of the East, so.
Oh, okay.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Don't talk shit about my hometown.
Can I just put like a cloak on?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we do like the dramatic movie part where we put on like some hokey cloaks or something?
Mm hmm. We jump into the alley, there's a cartoon cloud, and we get out. And we all look good. Steve looks like Steve.
Shit. I was just going to say we could use the fabric from the wagon, but that was fake. Damn it, Toby had me fooled.
Toby's like, yeah, put that on, Jayla, put it on.
Only put that fabric on, nothing else.
So your titties, you're nude. You're nude in the street.
Would Toby do something like that to try to see titties, or would he just do it out of the sheer joy of tricking someone?
The sheer joy of tricking someone.
He's so innocent.
He's got the dog to pee on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad. I didn't like that.
I assume that Toby has seen you and Aludra quite naked. I imagine.
Probably 100%.
In the morning, I can only imagine Aludra just walks out of her tent and just squats full on nude, like just halfway out of the camp, looks over, thumbs up. And
listen, I at least go in the bushes, all right? But I am 100% nude.
For oh my sure. god, yeah. That's
Aludra definitely sleeps nude.
One thing I do. Why would you wear clothes? It's awful.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't sleep nude personally because
I don't sleep nude. It's not. No, it's clothes are much more comfortable than skin.
But Aludra, I don't know, man. She
it's
loves
fantasy
it.
World.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like sleep nude.
Like sleep nude.
Oh man, like his t-shirts get all tangled up when you roll around. I'm a
they
roller
do.
Personally.
Oh yeah.
Just like roll all up in your blankets.
I
like
get
a cocoon.
I get choked by my own t-shirts. And it's awful.
Seriously?
Oh yeah. All the time.
Are you guys cuddlers? I wear a turtleneck.
Tell me about your sleeping habits.
Because Jennifer and I are.
I get one of those hats. With the sleeping cap.
The Gilligan.
And then I put a robe on.
Oh, you gotta watch out for robes, because those are prime, like, struggle choking material. They will wrap up all over you.
No, you're in those, like, old button-up pajamas.
Yeah, and the old-timey cap.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He's all head on.
Well, Jennifer and I cuddle a lot. You know, constantly cuddling.
No.
So I don't want to touch a sweaty skin.
I don't want her titty on my back. The milk will come out or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how titties work.
I went to Christian school. Anyway.
Boy, we didn't get off track.
How do we disguise Steve and his horror-ness?
How tall is Steve currently in this bod?
He's towering.
Oh, okay, that's a problem. Can we get like a little like cart and put you in it like you're like a sick boy and put like a cloak over you? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way. You're not so tall.
Put him in a cart and have him just lay normally, and then we'll say he's a collection of body parts.
Are my body parts interchangeable?
Bring out your dead.
Like, Michael, like, am I able to remove a body part?
I mean, not on the fly.
No, like, but given a little bit of time.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean,
remove and replace, or just remove.
I mean, you have to have the raw materials, of course.
Okay. Now, well, I just meant like I couldn't like remove my limbs and just look like an actual stack of body parts.
No, I think if we just like if you just lay it in a correct way,
just crash test on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't really have any bones that are worth anything, so I could probably just lay in a weird position.
You can just.
Can we put him in? Can you die? Wait, you don't breathe. Let's put him in the bag of holding.
Oh, wait, is that true?
Yeah, I don't breathe. Instead, I've got a water jug, and I, like, barf out some water into a glass. Pure crystal clear water. It's definitely drinkable.
It is very fresh and good.
Could we actually put him in the bag of holding then?
Just carefully.
You just have to push really hard.
What is the... There's got to be some sort of size limit on the bag of holding, right?
I think it's like 2,000 or 500 pounds. 500
I thought it was
or 2,000
pounds for some reason.
Because remember, we put that dwarf in there.
Yes, we did.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's true.
Here, let me see if I can look it up real fast.
One of our lower moments.
Yeah, I would have to go into multiple bags of holding, and it takes time for me to remove my limbs, as we just heard.
Okay, I think the little, like a granny cart, but a large one, is a wheelbarrow.
Just put it in a wheelbarrow and then fucking throw a tarp over it. We don't need to overthink it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Tarp him.
Yeah, just tarp him right up.
Get tarped.
Okay.
Yeah.
We throw our horrific friend into a bag and we throw a tarp on him.
Do you all agree?
We agree, so we just do it.
Yeah, we agree, so we do it. Who's carrying a wheelbarrow? Who's the strongest? Is it Jayla or is it me?
What do you have?
My strength is high. It's 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a 19, so you're higher than me.
All right. Aludra is hauling a wheelbarrow full of her friend down the street.
Okay. And so how are you going to approach... how are you going to approach the old white spire?
We're still going to look pretty weird with a wheelbarrow down the street, aren't we? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, are we going into the White Spire now, or are we just on a information gathering mission?
Maybe initially information.
Yeah, so let's just not be.
Because is the space elevator inside the White Spire or like around it? Somewhere?
Right. Yeah. The same.
Is there a space elevator attendant?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, the Nerevians order these collection of parts.
Yeah. Let's see if Gosh, I don't even know how to ask about this in a way it doesn't sound shady, though. Like, what is a good cover story for this?
Just keep finding commoners until the cows come home.
What if we had Toby make a major image? They can't talk, though, can they?
I think I can.
What if you made a major image of, like, a kid and had a kid go up and talk to someone? Because you know how kids are annoying and they'll be like, what's that? What does that do? Like... make it a
Toby
a
won't
young
like
kid.
It, but Toby can pretend to be a human.
Or boy. That, yes. That would even better.
Oh my god.
I don't want to do that.
Can you?
That's offensive.
Can you make Toby 2 do it?
You don't want Toby 2 to do it.
I'm sorry.
What do I say, but grudgingly.
Toby, I mean, this would really help us out as a group, and it would ultimately help all of Glane, Jewel of the East.
Alternatively, we could carry Steve and the wheelbarrow runs, we find a commoner, and then he's just gonna emerge.
Hey, can you listen to our bag real quick? Just put your ear right next to that.
The wheelbarrow looks like it's just a full of cloth, and then the head comes out.
Hi! My otherworldly horror!
And he has a question for you.
Our cart has a question, a riddle three. I can do project self, which is just safer, but I don't think I need to do that.
No, I'm sorry, Toby, you gotta take one from the team.
I can do gaseous forms too. I don't know why you didn't think of that.
Wow.
Wait, what
does
that
mean? Shit for
so
an
he
hour.
Can just turn into the fart gas, remember?
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh yeah, be a fart gas. I don't have to carry your ass around in his wheelbarrow. Even though it is hilarious to make you scare people in the wheelbarrow.
So like you guys just see mist kind of pouring out of the kind of like you had a wheelbarrow full of dry ice.
That is what I wanted, thank you. Yeah. This party is popping off.
I throw water on it. It's great.
Nimbus has returned.
How are you talking?
My ways are beyond your understanding.
Doesn't it specifically say you're not allowed to talk?
Yeah
I know, but you let me talk last time with
so,
because I traded off something. I don't remember what it was.
He's grandfathered in.
He said you're not allowed to do anything mechanical, just RP.
Nimbus is grandfathered in. It's good.
Yeah. So I guess I could go ask and say my dad works for it in something.
Okay, so we're walking towards the White Spire.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Nimbus is wafting.
Yeah, he's not walking. He's wafting.
Yeah.
As you get closer to the White Spire, it's like maybe 10 blocks away.
City blocks?
Yeah, city blocks.
Okay.
It's a city. That works. Uh-huh. You see what appears to be your old wagon that you were in floating up towards the heavens.
Oh, fuck!
That would have worked.
Oh, we should have just gotten there. Shit.
Should we just do it again? Should we do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
It worked so easily last time.
That'd be hilarious. We go up, we have the same conversation with Wilfred and everything. He's like, what?
Hey, more salami.
Still a commoner.
So we see it. Okay, well, let's watch it. Arlington, fly!
Turn on your terrifying video camera mouth.
So I send Arlington, which I think he can exist within a handful of... I think it's like something embarrassing like 50, which sucks ass.
But that's Arlington's gonna step his game.
No, it will not be... But he will go and watch and learn.
Can you make us invisible?
No.
Fuck. God damn.
I don't have that spell. I had to choose spells that Harper didn't have just for funsies. I can levitate us.
Well,
as you guys are discussing this, a set of three guards wearing animal masks comes up to you.
Oh, fuck. Can we shake them?
And they go, what is your business here?
Well, sir, I know this is crazy, but we're actually a little bit lost right now.
Toby starts crying, like, my daddy went into the White Spire, and because of my inferior human brain, I can't find mom, and he's gone, but these nice people found me.
Whose child is this?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. He's lost.
Humans lose so many things, right?
Toby, roll deception.
I'm glad it's you and not me, buddy.
Well, what does a two get you?
Oh, shit. Do you have advantage?
If only I was born a gnome and had all this magic mass suggestion! I mass suggest the three of them.
Okay.
Is that metagaming knowing that you failed a roll? Probably.
Well, you can probably see them reacting like they don't believe you, and then you do. So I don't feel like
I mean,
that
they're like, you're not a human, you're a gnome. That's racist to think that we wouldn't know you were a gnome.
How dare you? I'm a gnome. I mass suggest the three of these boys.
Okay,
or
do they need to roll like a saving throw?
Yeah. Wait. Yes, wisdom saving throw.
Okay. And what?
On 18.
What is it?
18.
18?
Yeah, bud. I'm a very powerful wizard.
18?
I'm about to get mass suggested.
Hope you like to be mass suggested.
Extremely suggested.
And what happens to them when they get mass suggested?
I say, you will help us by telling us exactly how to safely get to Nereve.
Well, what happens to what? Let's say one of them made their saving throw and the other two didn't.
No, you always do this to me.
Kill the other two.
Basically, I tell them what to do, right?
Okay, marry, fuck, kill these three guys.
Mass suggestion. You suggest a course of activity that magically influences up to 12 creatures of your choice. If they fail, then they have to basically do what you say within reason. So I can't say kill your friend necessarily. I can't say stab yourself. I could say walk.
Go walk over there.
Walk over there. Yeah. I could say tell me what to do. Give us the information.
Go into that bar.
Yeah. So I cast it on all three. You're saying it succeeds on two?
Well, what do you say to them? What is the suggestion?
I mass suggest to the three of them, you will aid us to the extreme extent of your ability to get as much information as possible in order to get to Nereve safely and with as much material as possible, while not telling your superiors. And forgetting this ever happened. Period.
Are you? I feel like it's got to be one suggestion, and that was like seven.
To be fair,
it's one sentence.
Yeah, it was a sentence.
It has to be one grammatically correct sentence.
I'm
gonna
add a semicolon in there somewhere.
I'm very powerful. Let me just read the entire thing on air as we will want to do.
We must find the source of this progeny.
You suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two. It magically influences up to 12 creatures of your choice. The suggestion must be worded in a manner as to make the course of action sound reasonable. Asking a creature to stab itself, throw itself into a spear, immolate itself, or do yada yada yada. Harmful is bad. Wisdom saving throw. Suggest a course of action. You can also specify the conditions that will trigger special activity during the duration. For example, you might suggest that a group of soldiers give all their money to the first beggar they meet. If the condition isn't met before the spell ends, the activity is performed. Or if you or any of your companions damage a creature, the effect of the spell ends. So yeah, you can get somewhat complicated with it.
Okay. The middle guy pulls his sword and says, "We will do nothing of the sort." And then he looks to the guy to the right and the left, and they're just like, "Yeah, we can help you."
Can someone else take care of that middle one? I don't think I got anything for.
Roll for initiative, please.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Tyler, we did murder. The dice are stupid.
Hold on,
15.
Do you still get Tom's initiative bonus?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh. I got an 8. Toby got an 8, my love.
I got a 3.
I got a 15.
Is it possible for Jayla to get a 3?
Yeah, I only have a plus 1. And I rolled a 2.
Yeah, that checks out.
The higher dex, Steve or Aludra?
Oh, I rolled a 14. Oh, no, sorry, I'm 50. I'm dumb. Higher dex? My dex is 12.
Oh, my dex is 15, though.
Dang! Oh, man, he's so dexterous with those big-ass arms he's got.
So the one, right. The two soldiers are going to follow the suggestion, correct?
Yeah, the one in the middle, not so much.
Okay, am I up before the soldier, or is the soldier up?
Yep, you're up.
Steve wastes no time and immediately vomits a spray of water on the on the soldier in the middle to knock him prone.
Nice.
Is that a thing you can do?
Yes. Oh, well, I can use the jug, and RP-wise, the jug is at the bottom of my esophagus.
Okay, but the jug will do that?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Does he have to roll a saving throw, or what does he do?
I don't remember. I could Google it if you want, or you could just, let me do it.
It's probably like a dex saving throw.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Give it a shot. I need to remember what the jug is called. Shit.
It's like jug of never-ending water.
I'm a rules lawyer, and this is a serious D&D game, so I need to know what I need to roll.
Oh my god, fine, Dad.
God.
Did you hear?
Is Owen 2 here?
Fine, daddy.
Magic jug of D&D water.
Yeah. I found it. Decanter of endless water.
Nice.
Produces 30 gallons of water that gushes forth in a geyser 30 feet long.
DC 13 strength saving throw, or take 1d4 bludgeoning damage and fall prone.
Okay.
It's important, it's dehydrated.
Alright, he falls prone. And takes 1d4, you said?
1d4.
Yeah.
Plus what? Something or no?
No, I don't think so.
Alright, he falls on his butt.
Is it funny?
3.
It's hilarious. What's that? 3?
3 damage.
Does he make a silly noise as he falls? Wilhelm scream?
It goes whoop.
I want all the water to go into his mouth.
Man, you know what would be cool if we had somebody adding sound effects?
That's so true.
Aludra.
Well, it's... I guess that now we're already causing a scene, so it's okay if I turn into a tree in the middle of the street. So I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I'm gonna turn into a tree. And I guess just do a regular ass melee attack against him.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Also, so now when now that I'm a tree, all of my friends within 10 feet of me get 7 temporary hit points. Oh wait, might be more than that. Hold on, let me do math. Because it's half your warden level plus your wisdom modifier. So it's actually 10 temporary hit points. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's
I'll
pretty
take
good.
It. How long does that last?
I don't know. We'll see.
Probably for the
fight.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to do just a sweet, sweet melee against him.
Blast him.
Time to blast his ass.
I think you have advantage because he's prone.
You do have advantage because he's prone.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Timothy.
I rolled even worse. No, that's not true. It looked like a 1, but it was 7. Still not great. 18.
18 is actually pretty good. Some would say.
Yay.
That'll
hit. And I get to hit twice. And I get to hit him twice because I have that.
Do it.
So I get to roll so many times. That second one wasn't one, but I get to roll twice, so it's okay. 23.
Hit.
Yay, okay. Timmy, can you give me a D8?
I would love to date you. It's important to keep a romance in your relationship.
Oh, that was bad. 7. And then, oh, that was better. 14.
Do you get in plus your strength or whatever? Did you add that?
My damage bonus? Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so 14 total.
Oh, no, a 7 and then a 14, right? Because I hit 1.
Oh, a 7 and a 14?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Got it. So not that's 2 good. Sevens. Got it.
Right, yeah, got see, it. Yeah, sorry.
I was also
confused. I was doing adding in my brain.
I appreciate that. I need it. I need the help. You blast him twice and he does not look happy.
Hacking at his knees.
With my tree arms.
With your tree arms.
From far away, just because I want to. Yeah.
Toby.
I just womp and willow him.
Toby runs up and he will
stab him with a dagger.
Stab him with a dagger. He catches a dagger from Toby too. No, I'm
Toby too.
I wish I would have given myself a cantrip magic thing.
I think it's always interesting when you're building a character and, like, once you play him for a while, you're like, fuck, why didn't I do this other thing? It's just so hard to anticipate what you're actually going to use.
Toby readies a fireball, but he takes no action.
No action.
Okay.
He's readying an attack, but he is going to save it only if more people come, I guess, is what it looks like. So he's doing Kamehameha.
Wait, got it.
He readies.
This guard stands back up and tries to hit this tree. which I think
good
is
luck,
a good,
buddy.
Which I think is a good idea. He's gonna swing twice at you, and he's going to get a 12 and a 16. How do those sound?
Mm-mm.
No,
that does not work.
Okay,
her tree arms bat him away in a very tree-like way.
You
leave me alone.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Nice. Get fucked.
Jayla.
Get fucked. Eat my ass.
How close is the closest one to me?
There's only one.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
because the other two are
like,
I
start stabbing my friends. No!
The other two are standing there like,
it's just been so long.
This is fine. I like to think they're starting to talk, like, so you can go to the sky elevator?
Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
Cool. Then the other one will. Does 14 hit?
14 does not hit.
Okay. Then I will hit him twice for a total of 34 damage.
He's very dead. What does that look like?
Damn.
So I imagine like they're probably talking about it and talking to Toby and giving him all of the instructions, and the dude starts to go, hey, wait a minute, and then everyone just like hits him all at once, and then Jayla comes up and just like slices him in two, but he like just stands still because he hasn't slid apart yet, and then there'll be a comical moment whenever we walk away and the other two dudes kind of step forward and go to pub, and he'll just like fall apart.
Yeah. 3 years later, the birth of his second son, he splits apart in a shower.
Wow.
For viscera.
Nice.
He's been fucking all this time. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oddly enough, it didn't come up. He explodes. Oh my god. That was. We could have knocked him out and questioned him.
Yeah, but he would have caused a ruckus.
It's, I guess. Fine. All right. Tell us what we want to know.
So what can we do to help you guys? It's sad about Bob.
You're no longer sad. I can't change their opinions with my suggestion. But we can have fun this way, right?
Well, I think we mostly just want to go... I think we want access to the space elevator.
How does Materiel get to Nereve?
Materiel?
It's... Have you never read a book? It's war shit. It's materials for war. It's French, I think. It's in fantasy books.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
that's,
it's material with an E in the end. Some fucked up bullshit.
That sounds like some fan fiction shit.
What
right
is
there.
French?
Yeah. Where does the supplies get taken to Nereve? What's that story?
Well, there's a transport inside of the White Spire, as far as I know. That, you know, is you go in, it's, I think it's near the teleportation area. I've never been up there myself. But yeah, you could go in and do that. They do have the elevator as well, which, some people say that there are no elevators in Drunkros. It's not true. there is one here. And, yeah, you just, it's in the courtyard around the White Spire. You just, stuff goes on it and it goes up, and then, about an hour later, the next one can go up.
1 hour in between.
Yeah, about that. Runs most of the day.
Toby has his magic hand writing all this down.
Nice.
How long has it been since the last one?
About, let's see, 18 seconds ago? I think that's how long the round is.
Okay. That makes sense. So you gotta wait an hour.
Yeah.
Short rest?
Hell yeah.
I message all of you in 7 seconds, punch them as hard as you can in the face to knock them out so we can take their clothes. We would be able to take a third, but someone wanted to be flashy.
Do you have a problem with that, Toby?
Yes.
Well, there's four of us that wouldn't have been enough anyway.
But that's one more.
You can just have our clothes. We'll help you. You don't have to punch us.
So I did say this all okay, but I assume eventually we started arguing about it.
Can you get us some your friends' clothes?
You know, I actually I was just on my way back. We were coming back from the laundry.
Perfect.
So
oh, is there a password today? Like a fun password? Maybe like a fun password.
A password?
like to get on the sky elevator.
Well, yeah, like if you see another Nerevian or whatever, like, what's today's password?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Everybody has those.
Wait, hold on. I want to cast Zone of Truth.
But they're like chill, those, right?
Double down, man. Sometimes you gotta double down on your truth.
Oh, I don't trust this fucker. I hate Nerevians. I now have a blood feud with them.
I'm a human.
Right. Oh, but he's wearing the Fuboy mask. I don't trust you. How do I know you're a human?
unless we cast Zone of Truth.
Yeah.
Jayla just
got
really
paranoid. Remember when we cast Zone of Truth on that one dwarf guy and got him talking about his messed up sex life?
Yeah.
That was good.
Okay, did you cast it?
I cast Zone of Truth.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm worried I'll never be able to live up to my father.
Oh,
I roll. You roll a d20 and it's a charisma check. I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We all gotta do this shit.
Yeah.
Steve was about to share that part anyway. It wasn't because of the Zone of Truth.
anyone within 10 feet of me, like, that is an ally, so that would not extend to the normal people, would get a +3.
Oh, even okay, if I rolled a nat 1?
Mm-hmm. No, you failed.
Wait, you also
Wait,
rolled
did
a, nat
you roll
one?
A nat 1?
Yes, I did.
What the fuck?
That's unbelievable.
I think we all have to tell a real secret now.
Okay.
Please don't make me do it.
The D&D podcast cannot go through another round of secret.
Of secret facts.
Please don't. No.
You won't survive.
It won't survive.
I'll tell you a secret. I changed my favorite polar seltzer this week. I know.
What is it now?
It's pineapple grapefruit.
What was your previous one?
Black cherry.
Black cherry is no longer my best friend. My new best friend.
I made
friend.
A tweet about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you really? You no. must have seen it.
I haven't.
I tweeted that exactly.
I don't follow you.
Oh, my gosh. That's the real secret.
He does. He has you muted.
Oh, my God. That would be even worse. Can you imagine?
I soft blocked him.
Oh, no.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans is the password.
Yeah, nice. That's the password.
How is Jet?
How is he? Yeah, like, what's he like as a, you know, leader?
As a person? He's very charismatic. I mean, we are actually originally from Glane Jeweled East, so don't really deal a lot with the Nerevians other than just taking orders.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you're a real jet head now, but not so much.
Here he's going to put on a big show, though.
Oh, really? When?
Oh, you know, the festival thing coming up.
Oh, Solani.
When is that? I mean, where is that taking place, the Festival of Solani?
Oh, up in Nereve.
Oh.
I tried to get tickets. I could not.
Oh, this is another avenue. There's avenues. Is this a Deus Ex game?
Maybe we shouldn't have killed that guy.
Yes, maybe we shouldn't kill everyone.
Toby, you sound a little bit like a nag right now.
Are you a narc?
Remember, you are in a zone of truth.
That's true.
That's accurate.
I'm just saying, maybe if we didn't think first with your stabbing weapons, maybe you'd think, I don't know, first with your bludgeoning weapons.
What? I did use my bludgeoning weapon, thank you.
Well, you're not the one that cut the guy in half.
Yeah, but she...
Non-lethal damage.
I mean, we did say that me puking does bludgeoning damage, so...
Thank you, Steve.
I mean, Jayla has needs, you know? Like,
what?
I have to
what does that mean, Aludra? What does it mean that Jayla has needs?
I have to look after my girl. She needs to kill.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe what we just learned about each other here, Toby.
What? You didn't learn anything about me? I've been trying to keep you guys from murdering
just that
people.
Toby's
the whole
not
time.
Cool.
But why?
I'm joking.
I have a thirst of blood for blood that I don't know if I can control too. So.
Oh boy!
What did I get myself into?
Yeah, Toby. Never meet your heroes because actually we're all incredibly, incredibly terrible people, deeply, deeply flawed and damaged.
Toby, how did you think that we overcame our enemies in the demon apocalypse?
With great skill and daring.
The skill of a butcher.
Yeah.
We slaughtered them all.
Well, the stories that are told by you, I mean, maybe they're embellished. I knew they're embellished, but all of you seem like great, daring, honorable heroes.
I mean, that's what we try to be, you know? We try. But, Being a hero is hard work, man.
Sometimes people just need to not be alive.
Really?
She's got a point.
No, she doesn't, Aludra.
Haven't you ever met somebody and they, you know, and they're being a real, just a real pain, and you think, man, if you were just like less alive than you are now, it'd just be so much easier.
Anyway, guys,
and this is all the truth.
We gotta get out of here.
It's getting too dark here. Good times.
You know what?
We're just about to leave after.
Oh yes.
We got everyone into their skivvies.
Wait, we didn't hear the final Michael DeMauro seal of approval. Oh, all that.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
Yeah, I better put that in post.
Oh, you put it in post? Okay.
Wait, do you just record it once and then...
I'm pretty sure they've only used the first one.
Oh, really? Oh, really? That's it. Yeah, because people keep mentioning it and I'm like... He hasn't said it, as far as I know. But
he's saying it in my heart every second of every day.
Man, that's funny. I love our editors.
Same, man. Saving my fucking life.
Can you edit the American Gods for me tonight? I want to play PUBG.
No.
I've learned that if you want me to do ads, I can't do it during the second episode. That's too late.
That's the rowdy
episode. I tried to push you to do it during the first.
And you guys were talking... mad shit about y'all's dick swinging in the air too.
What you have to do is be me and not do the ads at all, so you can feel smug.
All right, next episode is Jennifer by himself.
I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I want a Jennifer MacWeldon ad.
Next time, Jennifer only, MacWeldon ad.
All right, Jennifer doing three characters.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't give a fuck. I'll do it. I love to be challenged.
No, you don't.
I hate it, actually.
everything you said is like the least Jennifer thing in the world.
It's more because I'm stubborn and it's like, you guys think I can't do it? Fuck you, I'm going to do it 10 times. I don't care.
Okay, where are we?
We were just about to leave the guards.
We have their clothes. I guess we're all wearing their clothes.
Wait, we never said that because we don't have enough. Oh, wait, we do have all their clothes.
Yeah, because the laundry. Exactly.
This is a good show. Well, do we want to go up now, or do we want to, like, bring some of our buddies, or...
Yeah, I mean, now also that we know that there's a concert happening, I feel like there's going to be, like, a lot of confusion going on up there, and we could, like, slip people in.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm sure there's scalpers up there.
What if we get Jet Razor captive?
I mean, that's good, too.
And make him do it. I mean, he's a slippery guy, though.
He's gooey.
He's gooey. He's so gooey.
Yeah.
This is like legit the first time I've thought about the fact that Jet is still alive.
Yeah,
in a very long time.
Yeah, that multi-character life might be coming for you, Bachman.
you was such a part of my past, and now it's coming back to haunt me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, is it possible we have these guard outfits? I mean, this doesn't seem like the guards really go up in the. The space
some
elevator.
How about we get closer to the space elevator and stare?
Yeah. Okay.
We have an hour. We probably have several. Solani is in 2 days.
Yeah.
We're way ahead of Ashiyar Dane.
Yes. True.
You know, so we have time and we have to get this right, right?
What if we watch it a few times? What if we watch the elevator go up and down a few times to gather intel?
Just like I'm sure you guys did when you met with Finnegan the first time. Or when Finnegan, one of those times, and you return the Brazier of Worlds. That story's fuzzy. I'll have to nail you guys down on what actually happened there. What was that noise? They're just moving boxes everywhere.
I think that was Jerry.
Jerry's here? Ah! Toby 2 is quietly rioting Jerry and like rubbing his bugbear fur.
I just retroactively rolled stealth for Jerry and I got a 17.
That's
pretty good.
It worked on me.
Worked on everybody. Okay, so you're gonna watch the elevator go up and down a few times.
Yeah,
I buy street meat for everyone.
Oh, we got
here. You go.
Oh, thank you.
Street meat's so good, yeah, man. I eat street meat constantly in Asia.
Did you just edit that answer in post?
I eat so much street meat in Thailand.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, so you get a little closer. I'm assuming you want to be somewhere where you're not going to have people constantly asking you to do guard duty and things like that.
I don't want to wear the clothes.
So we just keep the clothes. We just have them.
Yeah.
Oh, you just have the clothes. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can just look like we're, loitering.
So you're still doing, like, the cloaks and...
Yeah. Like, can we hang out and like drink like a 40 on the street? So we just
I want to eat street meat.
Ne'er-do-wells.
I'm gonna not ne'er-do-wells, just like colors.
Yeah.
You said that they were wearing the animal masks, right? So if we put masks on and we have the rest of our bodies covered, then they wouldn't be able to know.
But I think the mask would like make us look like we're guards, right? Because that's like their deal. So we can keep them, but not put them on right now.
Yeah, we're, our disguise right now is just being yokels.
Exactly.
Okay.
Eat street meat and drinking 40s on the street. And
I could go for an ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always can go for it.
So we're drinking on the street, eating street meats, and casually staring and just acting normal, with a cloud behind us.
Let's play some fucking what's the dice game that we have. The three dragon ante
or card game
or whatever,
and that was Harper. I never much played that game. It didn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
It's pretty complicated.
No, I understood it, but like the sense of why you would why you would spend so much time playing it. It's
wasn't it like spin something?
Spin stones. Spin. No, that's a game.
That's the good shit.
That's the good shit. I like.
Good times. Okay, yeah, so you you hang out, and it, just as the guard said, every hour or so, the elevator goes up. From here, you can tell that it is a physical thing, because it kind of just, from the distance, it kind of just looked like the wagon was floating up in the air, but you can see it is like an almost sort of transparent platform that... that is floating up. What does Tensor's floating disc look like? Do you know that spell?
I've heard of it.
Does that like have a look to it?
Isn't it just like, I mean, I would imagine just like a colored disc, like a plate.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up. It doesn't look like that. it's
you make it look like whatever you want it to look like, Michael. Yeah. This is your story.
It's you can see like a faint gold outline of this platform, but it's generally transparent, and it doesn't seem to be connected to anything, but it just, after a while, it just goes up. Up, 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 and eventually disappears into the clouds.
Do we see, like, anyone that appears to be directing the flow of goods, or maybe directing the not Tensor's disc or whatever?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, like, there's guards guarding the sort of perimeter of the white spire, the outer fence, and then they're going in, and then they're getting set up, and there's people all over the place.
Can we try to make small talk with maybe some of our other street people? Maybe ask them about their plans for the Solani Festival or how things have been. Not get too, what's the word, like, rebellious, like we toe the line, like hey, well met, stranger.
you can do that.
Yeah, we're just like shooting the shit.
There's a lady walking by, and
do we just like holler at people, or are they just
you could talk to the street meat merchant.
Yeah,
merchant,
that's the street meat merchant. Yeah, that's the way to go.
I give him 20 gold.
Toby, you can't. You can't. That's
Toby,
like,
why are you giving people so much money?
Yeah, that's too much.
He was being so nice.
Yeah, that's like really conspicuous.
It's not that much money, really.
It is a lot of money.
He goes, hot dog, I'm going to close in early today.
Oh, man, you're going to be doing really well, too, with the festival coming up, right?
Nope, not really.
Why?
Oh, it's all up there. We don't get any of it down here.
You don't think it's going to... You know that people are going to get rowdy and they're going to spill out here in the after hours, like 2 a.m.? People are going to be wanting street meat.
Street meat.
I bet the street meat's not nearly as good up in Nerive.
Ooh. I've never been up there, so I don't know. I bet you're right. I bet all the bosses will be up there, so everyone's going to be a little party down here, too. That's what I'm guessing.
So you say that people don't really go back and forth from Nerive too much to down here? Or?
I mean, I'm just a simple street meat merchant, so I don't know.
But everyone must chat with you, the ears of the streets, as we used to say.
Give me a persuasion roll.
Whatever you do.
Is that me?
Can I aid her?
The meat to the streets.
You can also make a persuasion roll because you're talking to.
Oh, yeah! I got 2.
19.
Eludra's was better.
Was it?
Is it?
Sorry, what was that? What were we asking? What was he saying?
I think we were trying to say
you know what? Yeah, I hear some stuff. Being right outside the White Spire like this, it's, you know, it's an interaction. That's why I like it so much.
Yeah. Wait, it's a what? Oh, that works.
Center of the action.
Oh, okay.
Center of the
action. Not a weird erection.
That's what I thought too. I was like, I don't know what that means.
I'll have to go take care of this
It's not that exciting.
Don't call me a street meat man for nothing.
I got your street meat right here.
I mean, so do any of the big guys ever come down here from up there? Like, you ever see Jet Razor?
Oh man, I've seen him once or twice. He's always got a big throng of people around him, a bunch of admirers.
That
you know,
makes sense.
People
that makes
think
sense.
He's such a big deal. I heard him once back when he wasn't a Nerevian. He was pretty good.
Yeah,
do they treat you well down here with the occupation, so to speak?
They threaten my family and stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're essentially a city that has been conquered.
Yeah, that does seem to be true here.
Well, stay positive,
I mean,
right?
Is there, you know, I mean, like,
you guys new? You guys must be new, huh?
Yeah, we're just passing through. We're travelers, you know.
I wanted to go to every Solani's festival before I died.
I'm Jet's dad. I'm very bad at deception.
What?
Oh, he likes to make jokes.
I don't know.
He makes jokes. He's a silly boy.
As a commoner, I find you terrifying. So, as weird as that thing you said was, I still feel like I should aid you in whatever way I can.
Hey, guys, I think I can get this guy to do a bunch of weird shit for us.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Perfect.
What do we need? What do we need to do?
I think
More street meat.
That's business number one.
More street meats coming up.
I mean, you gave him 20 gold, so we basically get infinite street meat.
Yeah.
What do we want to know from this guy? Like, I
what's
don't.
His, what's his rumors, name, Michael? Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Sal. Sal, the street meat merchant.
Okay. If you think I'm not keeping a list of all the commoners, you're sadly mistaken.
His army of commoners.
Sal, what if I'll, in like a month meter, from now, I have any idea what man. Sal Street Meat means?
I hope not. Have you ever heard anyone talk about, like, you know, how the heck Nareev got to be here anyway? Like, how do they,
beats
like,
me.
I'm just so curious.
No, it has something to do with that Solani guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something to do with him. He's dead, though. I mean, that's why they're celebrating.
Oh, so how long has this Feast of Solani been going on?
I want to say this is like the fifth year.
Okay, so not
is
super
the
long.
Fifth, 5 year anniversary, something like that.
What is it? The Demon Apocalypse was 5.5 years ago. Not five year gap.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Huh. That, no correlation. Like that. Sorry, my bad.
Nah, there might be. There might be.
Do you know how long Nareev has been up there? We know that?
Yeah, when we changed to 5th edition.
Okay, so it's been up there 5 years.
Yeah.
Huh.
Makes sense to me.
if, let's say hypothetically the Nerevians were politely asked to leave, would the people of Glane be happy and supportive and perhaps help out with anything?
You like a revolution?
Whoa. Is there any discontent of the situation?
I mean, I feel like we got the rug pulled out from under us. You know what I mean? Like one day our leader was who we thought he was, and the next day it was a goo boy, and then ooh poof. What's
but
how
if
that
you
happen?
Killed your leader? I mean, carry on. What were you saying?
Oh, it's just like I think he's like a body snatcher kind of thing going on.
Hmm.
You guys ever see that the play that went around from city to city?
The invasion of the body snatchers?
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're like
yeah,
pods some of my or favorites. Something.
Cocoon. Pod people.
It was filmed in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, Wilfred Brimley.
I drove by it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but you just seem to know so much here. Like, is there any sort of a, you know, resistance? Like, anyone, like, working against, like, any sort of drama?
I mean, I think if the Nerevians went away, I think we'd all be pretty happy.
Okay.
I slide over another 20 gold pieces, and then...
Oh, boy!
And then flash... That wouldn't do it. Then say, well, my friends here is... Perhaps a bane of the worms. So maybe if we could get in touch with a certain anyone who is a resistance or whatever, we could make things better for this area.
Huh. I mean, I don't really understand what you're saying. I appreciate the gold. That's nice.
What?
Oh, Sally Street meat. He loves it. He loves the gold.
You know, Sal. Let me just ask you this. Should I ever find myself facing an enemy alone? Can I count on your support?
Oh, the haunting look in your eyes. Absolutely.
I feel like Steve is running for office.
He definitely sounds like he's running for office right now. I was just thinking that.
You know, there's no, I do. There are some, I've seen some signs.
Okay.
They're not up around here, but I mean, I've seen them once or twice. They are looking for someone up in Nariv. I think it is a Nerevian.
Okay.
Who of the name of, I believe, who... hold on a second.
He just rolled a piece of rock on the ground. Why'd he do that?
I believe it was Eleanor something. Morning fall, something like that. They want her real bad. So
they want her because she's like a bounty on her head, or
yeah. She's doing something up in Nerev.
Okay.
Maybe that's, I mean, I can't imagine why they'd want to so bad unless she, you know. I mean, it says something about treason, so.
Ooh, that's bad. We would never want that.
Oh, boy.
It was Eleanor Morning Fall, something like that.
Okay.
Well, we long live Jet in his goopy ways, I say.
Absolutely. Long live the straight man, am I right?
Yeah, fuck him.
I mean, I may have made 40 gold today. 40 yeah. gold and 7 coppers.
Oh, I was going to say, like, we were your only customers? That's sad.
He had 32 customers today.
okay, well, then I assume we probably make more, like, some small talk with other people, maybe try to corroborate, but we don't necessarily need to...
Apply that whole entire thing out.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrogate every commoner we see on the street.
Hey, you, what's your fucking deal?
Hope to see you at the polls.
And I think on that cliffhanger bombshell.
Oh no!
What?
I think we should end our episode.
Are we ending 2 episodes in a row with talking to a commoner?
Pretty much.
Well, I feel like that's going to be a consistent thing, right? Right? Commoner. We'll have a commoner chat.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got any info at all. I thought we were just making a new friend.
We do like to collect new friends. That is like one of our favorite things. I have a weird idea. I know this is probably outside the realms of possibilities, but would you be chill if I read some feedback?
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Cool. If you want to play World of Warcraft with us, it's Wormrest Accord, Horde Side. Now what am I supposed to do? Says, oh, wait, I need to up the view because whenever I look at this, the text is just so small.
It's too small. Oh, that's very big.
Hi, Chi. DeAndro Dragonflame says, I wanted to play D&D for years but could never find anyone to play with, and while unsuccessfully looking for people to play with on Facebook, I was directed towards this podcast, and I'm glad I gave it a try. Over the past around 2 months, I guess, I have listened to hundreds of hours of hilarity, but now I'm all caught up and have no idea what I'm going to do with myself while I wait a whole week in between each episode. I think my favorite moment was in episode 95
when, after defeating the Hellwasps, the game is wary of getting into Zerd Submarine, Aludra, my favorite character. Oh, she's capitalizing the U's. Nice. I thought she was having a stroke each time, but she's putting
you.
U's in it.
She's spelling things right.
Yes.
Where's my she favorite. From?
No, she's a traitor. My favorite character breaks down and says, I used to be a good person that believed in people, and that person died not too long ago, and for the next few days,
what?
Every time...
What?
Oh, I skipped the line.
You definitely did. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Jennifer, you say it.
I used to be a good person that believed in people, and that person died, and now I'm just some angry idiot with 200 gallons of money. That needs to be my fucking Twitter bio.
Yeah. I laughed much too hard for far too long for the next few days, and every time I thought about it, I couldn't help but giggle. The cast seems like such awesome people in general that almost makes me want to join Twitter just so I can talk to them.
Also,
I love the shopping episodes. I don't care what people say. Though I was surprised when, during the recent trip to the exotic food store, no one asked for dog sausage to honor Tom's memory. Thank you so much. Tempest 2004 from the United States says, after 2 years finally caught up, I have really enjoyed catching up, even if Michael ripped my heart up by killing Tom and Harper. I fell asleep in the episode where Harper died and woke up to hear your dead music. I broke my heart. You guys have always inspired me to write my own campaign. Keep up the great podcast. I can't wait to hear who dies next.
Can we just say, Tempest, don't fall asleep again, because every time you fall asleep, one of us dies.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
Never no more napping again. On the podcast.
There's only so many of us.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's my review by Freddy Rocks. This podcast is great, and I've seen every episode, but let's be honest, the real reason I wrote a review is so I can hear Tim read it, because he's a good boy and everyone loves him. JD, have sick and shickened, binged and keep on bitching. I've listened to the totality of this podcast from the start to finish 3 times. My goodness.
Wow.
Thank you so much. CW Swing says, I started listening March 16th and I've been powering through. Listening to this podcast keeps my long drives bearable. I'm currently listening to episode 137, but that's the episode where the characters had to tell embarrassing stories to teleport is what got me to review. Thank you so much. This is from Stitcher, actually. Ert3593 says, exploded my mind. Holy God. This podcast is fantastic. I've been listening to the podcast pretty much nonstop for the last 3 weeks. It is ruining my life and I can't seem to put it down. I just finished episode 158 and I couldn't stop laughing at the hilarity of Bear Charger dying so soon after his birth. It amazes me how these players and this DM come together to create such wonderful magic. I really should be working on all my final projects now, but this podcast is so good. It has got me saying just one more episode every episode. Y'all, you know, sometimes I forget that you... What?
Oh, sorry. Can you go back to the reviews? Because I'm actually literally going to change my bio to that.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Okay, sorry.
Y'all, sometimes I forget that you guys actually exist, and it's just these words, right? You know, it's so perfunctory, I believe is the phrase I'm looking for. But it means so much. Like, we don't joke. It's true. We lean away from our emotional response and say, we want these reviews to get our better iTunes standings to help people find the podcast faster, whatever. But really, it just means so much to us that anyone would say these awesome, nice things.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It feels fake. It will always feel fake until the heat death of the universe. But thank you again so much.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Thank you, Tim. That's a very good point and all that junk. thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Transformation Sequence, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artists. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and okay buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished with your street meet, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Until next week, keep it dicey.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.